Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yudalid, Parsha Veschanan Sicha Beis. And this is also a siyum on the entire Shas, meaning of Masechta Nida. Shtei mitzvahs ikrius mevuraris beparsha seinu. There are two central mitzvahs which are explained in our parsha, which are found in the mitzvah, in the parsha of Krishma. Mitzvahs kriyashma, they are the mitzvah of reading the Shema, or mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah of learning, studying Torah. And even though both of these mitzvahs are written in the same pasuk, psag dinhu, and also in addition to that, it's the psag din, the ruling that the bekrish meshachas varvus mekayim mitzvah v'agisa beyayim of alayla, that one is able to fulfill the mitzvah of studying Torah day and night by simply, by merely reading the Kriya Shema. In other words, showing that Krishma and studying Torah are so closely related, one can fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah by reading Shema. Well, either gisen, on the other hand, Talmud Torah shinim ki Krishma, the Gemara says that they share another similarity, that just like Krishma is performed by reciting, so also Torah is called reciting, is performed by reciting. The Gemara brings that as a similarity between the two mitzvahs. Mekol Maga, so we see so many closely related. Torah is like Kriyashma is like Torah, they're both in the same pasuk. Mekol Maga, Mechila Gadol B'neim, we still find a very major difference between the two mitzvahs. The mitzvahs kriyashma hu pamayim b'chol yoyim b'shachas v'barvis kemefurash kan. The obligation to read Shema it has to be done twice every day, in the morning and at night, as the pasuk says b'shach b'cha of kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you get up. V'kol echad mehem hu in b'fnei atzma, and each mitzvah is separate. You have to read in the morning, you have to read at night. Okay, the mochach gam is there. Shem varchim birchas kriyashma pamayim b'chol yom b'shachas u'barvis. We can see that the mitzvahs are two separate mitzvahs from the fact that we make a bracha before each time, that not only one bracha, a series of brachas before and after, both in the morning and at night, separate brachas. So that shows that they're two separate mitzvahs. Mashen ki mitzvahs Talmud Torah. On the other hand, the mitzvah of studying Torah einu mechulekes lechiyuvim nifradim bizmani hayom v'halayla. We don't find that there is a separate mitzvah to learn by day, a separate mitzvah to learn by night. There is no such thing. Elu hu chiyuv echad shenimshach tamid. It's a mitzvah that you have to learn constantly, all the time, day, night, whenever it is. But not a separate mitzvah by day and a separate mitzvah by night. B'cholos mandiyem b'layla, you have to learn all the time, day and night. V'lachein mevarachim birchas ha-Torah rak pa'am achas b'yoyim. That's why we make the brachas of Torah only once in the morning, once during the day, for the entire day and night. Gam yishein darka limud l'prokim, even as somebody that doesn't learn constantly, continuously, only learns once in a while, a half hour here, a half hour there, and so he doesn't have to make a bracha before each time he starts learning again. Because the obligation to learn is one continuous mitzvah, and you do it whenever you can. But the mitzvah is continuous, and therefore you don't have to make a bracha each time you learn again. And even at night, which you would think is a separate time, no. But by Kriya Shema, you make a separate bracha. So we have to understand, when you look at the content of these two mitzvahs, what's behind these mitzvahs, you would say that it should be the opposite of what we just described. Why? Because Talmud Torah, Reyu Inyan Akosha Bhavana Vasaga, studying Torah is connected to one's own personal understanding and his own intellect and the way you can understand something. It is a part of the mitzvah is to be able to understand what you're learning. In fact, if somebody doesn't understand the words that he's reciting in regards to Torah Shel Bal Peh, like kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because the mitzvah of Torah Shel Bal Peh is to understand it, and if you don't understand it, you're not doing the mitzvah. Therefore he wouldn't make a bracha on if he was just saying words that he didn't understand. So it's all dependent on your understanding of Torah. And since in regards to understanding something, there are many differences between people, even the same person in the morning, at night, different times are different levels of understanding. It would make more sense that Torah should be connected and dependent on the time, and that there are differences in time and so on. As a matter of fact, we find that there is a definite difference between the way one understands when he learns during the day and what you understand when you learn at night. As the Gemara says, that when somebody learns at... It's actually not in the Gemara, it's in one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Nachmanel, who says that if you learn by day, the ideas are sharp, are clear. When you learn at night, it's not so clear. And in the Agoda it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Mount Sinai, how did he know when it's day and when it's night? He knew when the Eibishto was teaching him Mikra, the Chumash. He knew that it was day. When he taught him Mishnah, so we see that there's a difference even in the way the Eibishto teaches Moshe, that this is reserved for day, this is reserved for night. There are differences in how to study. By the giving of the Torah, there was a difference in the learning of Torah between day and night. So therefore, there should be a difference in one learning by day, learning by night. Maybe it should have a different bracha. There should be different categories of the chiyuv of the mitzvah and so on. Mashenka mitzvahs krishma. And on the other hand, when you come to the mitzvah of Krishna, Hare Inyana Kabbalah Soil Malchusay B'Yechudash Olash Baruch Hu Zichrein Tmidi, which is accepting the yoke of heaven and the Achdus Hashem, which is something that has to be in the mind of a person all a yid all the time. It's constant, in other words. Shetzarach Liyiz B'Chol Echad Echam Yisrael. It has to be by every yid. And Mekivin And since remembering Hashem's sovereignty and His unity is something which is constant, ongoing, no difference when during the day, so it leaves less reason that there should be a difference between day and night and so on. So why then do we find that the opposite is true? That Kriya Shema, there is a separate mitzvah in the morning, a separate mitzvah at night. And you make a separate bracha, whereas Talmud Torah is one continuous mitzvah, even though it would seem that it should be the opposite. Abir was that. So to explain this, Chaya Adam Nechlokin Liyamim. A person's life is divided into days. Ki Yomim Mifsga Ma'adodi, as the Gemara says, that days are not one running time period, but each day is separate. And each day is made up of day and night. Commission is boer, as the shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, vayhi erev, vayhi voike, yom echad, and there was night and there was day. That makes up a day. And this explained. This also alludes to the main purpose of what a person is meant to accomplish in this world. Tachlus ha'odam, this bringing together of day and night to make up a complete entity. Tachlus ha'odam ilasas loy yizbarach dirve tachtoinim. The purpose of a person's creation is to make a place in tachtoinim, in the lower worlds, a place for Hashem. Haynu shaloy loy sheyishlo ba'bedosu kol metzias ha'odam. In other words, a person is not meant to dismiss the world. Elo shaba'olam ha'tachnik u'meshi nira kimetzias b'fnei atzmai. Rather, what is he meant to do? That in this lower world, as it seems to be independent from Hashem, there he has to bring and introduce the presence of Hashem into that place. In other words, that a yid is meant to accomplish that in the Olam Hazeh Tachton, in the lower world, where it seems to be independent and it feels itself to be independent, there it should recognize that its entire Metzias is only from Hashem. V'zeu agili d'amitis achdus v'shekadosh baruch hu, which is that's how you truly reveal the unit, the oneness of Hashem, that even in the lower worlds, which seem independent, in truth, they are just a part of Hashem. V'zeu nirmez gamkim v'mashenema b'yem rishon shal ma'aseh bereishis, and this is alluded to in the pasuk which describes the first day, v'yere v'yivoyker yoyim echad, that when you bring together night and day, that makes one day. Akavani l'tzarav l'chaber se'ere v'acheshech v'atachten. The purpose of creation is to bring together and combine, attach the night and the darkness and the lower worlds im habayker v'ha'er v'ha'elyon, with morning and with light and with the upper worlds. It's meant to be brought together. Chibur shel olam atachten she'en tachen l'mata imenu. That to bring together the lowest of the lowest worlds, that there is nothing lower than this world. Ima elyon she'en elyon l'mayla m'menu, with the highest of the high, which there is nothing higher than that. V'ozu yoyim echad, and then can it be truly called a day. K'mayim razal b'pirish echad, as the sages tell us in regards to the word echad, tzarech l'chavim b'alef shu echad, that in the word echad, which is made up of three letters, alef ches dalet. So when you're saying the word echad, you have to, when you say the alef, you're alluding to Echad, meaning Hashem. Or Beches, when you say the Chesu Yochid B'Zayin Rekiyim B'Oretz, that Hashem is one in all of the seven heavens and the earth, which is the total of eight. V'Adalid Remez L'Dadruchas, and the Dalid is the four corners of the world. And all that is included into the Echad. V'Frat Al Yehidua. Diyuk Tevas Echad V'Lo Yochid, especially as if we know what is explained, that why does it say Echad and not Yochid? Yochid means the only one. Echad means one. And Shemayrish Yeshne Malkam Leizim Mitzias Ulasi Yisbarach. When you say the word one, it leaves the opening for two, that there is something other than one. Whereas Yochid means the only thing, that there is nothing else. Why then is it? Do we use the term Echad? Mekol Malkam Areyu Echad. That it leaves, that we open ourselves to that. If there is a possibility that you could imagine that there is a second entity, because there is a metzias to klipa, there is a metzias to the world, and not in truth, but that there is a place where the world thinks it's a metzias, and even so, he is the only one. Haynu shemetzias halayla mechuberes v'klula ba'amitas metzias hayayim. In other words, that the metzias, the fact that there is a place where klipa has its metzias, and that also was included into the day, so to speak, the Hashem's presence. So that's the general thrust of the avoda of a person. V'zuei avodas hakrishma. And that is the avodah of Kriyas Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So avodah d'amlichtei l'mayla l'mata l'dal druchas. The avodah that a yid does, that we declare Hashem to be sovereign up there and down here, in every corner and so on. Shishuk tzavas olam, the six corners of the world. L'galeis, the six directions. L'galeis achdusa yisborech v'olam, to reveal the unity of Hashem in the world, Lashon Helem, Dafke in the world, which is the concealment, the place of concealment, Haina Kameshu b'Metziusay. In other words, even in the world as it feels itself to be a Metzius, even there it recognizes that Hashem is one. Zeu atam shemitzus krishma kshura b'shnei azmanim deyoyim v'layla. And this is the reason why Shema, the mitzvah of reading Shema, is connected to a day and a night. Dafke day and night. Loy lahadgish achilik v'apirut shebeneyim. Not to bring out the difference between day and night, ella the adarabe, but to the contrary, to lifel beis habachinus hahavchi is the yom v'layla, to bring about that these two seeming contradictory places of day and night, ulachabrom liyom echad, and to combine them and attach them into one day, gili achdusa ba'olam, they're bringing out the unity, the oneness of Hashem, both in the world, dafka in the world where it seems to be a metzias. That's why Kriya Shema is divided into day and night, because it's meant to bring together day and night. Mashenkin Torah, but when we talk about the limudat Torah she'ein and itfes is binyanei helam ha'olam, that the Torah is not captured into the world. ki imrak mislabeshes behem. The Torah is, of course, it invests itself into the world, that it has to make an impression on the world, but the world doesn't capture Torah. The Torah always remains above the world. The Torah isn't connected to the world in its lowly state. Because the Torah always remains higher than being able to be captured or changed through the world. Even after it made all that travel, it traveled and descended from one level down, lower, and it's brought to a state where human thought and human speech and human activity can also capture Torah. But the Torah, even then, the Torah always remains beyond it. That's why the darkness of the world never conceals the Torah, k'may merazal. As our sages tell us on the pasuk, "Aloi koy dvarei ke'esh nu Hashem," my words are like fire, says Hashem. That the Gemara says, "Ma eish ena mekabel tuma avdi v'teira ena mekabel tuma." That just like fire cannot become tame, so also the Torah never becomes tame. In other words, that the Torah itself is never captured by the tuma, by the lowliness of the world. Hayne shemitzata Torah ein. That from the perspective of Torah, the world doesn't have its mitzvahs. That's why when we study Torah, it's not divided into day and night. It's all one stretch because it doesn't recognize the difference between day and night of mitzvah, of klipa and so on. It doesn't exist. The Torah is beyond that all, and therefore it's all one big chiyuv. Oid bir bazet. Another explanation in regards to this. In Yonushal Krishma hu kanal lifal achtos davaya echad ba'olam. The idea of Kriyashma is to bring out the unity, the oneness of Hashem in the world. Ve'ena pirishu pulosu irak legales ba'olam shu batal b'metzias. And it doesn't mean simply that the fact that Hashem is one in the world, that is a fact. We just have to reveal it. It's not just that. Ki im gam lifel ba'olam bitul zeh. We have to accomplish that the world should acknowledge that it's not something that is a given, and it's the reality. It's something that we have to accomplish. We have to bring about this reality. Shu inyan ha'achdus. It's not that we have to accomplish this achdus. Kidiyuk lashon maimer hazal hanal. As our sages test, we mentioned before, Babir Inya Krishma Kimendam Lichtei Lamailo Lamata Larba Ruchas Hashemayim Sulei Tzriches. Once you have made him the king of above and below and the four corners of the world, that's what you need. In other words, it's something that we have to make him the king. It's not just that we have to reveal that he is the king. And it's the Mamlich. We have to actively make him into the king, and since it's so, shepu'ulas habitul ba'olam tali be'avodas ha'adam, that the bringing about this bitul in the world depends on the avoda of a person. So since this is so, that it's the act, the person has to accomplish this bitul in the world. Harei behecher sheyeshnam shinuyim. So obviously, if it's dependent on the person's activity, person's involvement, then of course there's going to be a difference in the level that is accomplished in the world. Because a person is not always the same in their level of commitment and their abilities and so on. A person is subject to change. In fact, true avoda has to be riddled with change, as we know, that you have to constantly grow more and more, which means that there's a change. La'alas b'chol eis medarga darga nailas yaisa, that you have to constantly grow from one level to another. Umuva, and so it's understood, shakol darga sh'adam agiyev a'ila, at any level that a person attains, grows to, reaches, so inyan krishna shel shachris, that's the inyan of krishna in the morning, im shehi yoim, even the fact that it's day, v'oir l'gabe dargosei akademes, even though the krishna that you do in the morning, which is light in comparison to the level that you had last night, the previous night, because you grew, there's a new level, there's a new revelation. You have to emphasize that this is not enough. Whatever you've attained before is not enough. Whatever you've attained now, even though it's greater than was, it's light in comparison to what you had before, even this is not enough. Shalav Lalo Sadagina Jason, that you are obligated to continue to grow to an even higher level. So he said, in other words, Shatzarach Ladgish Adagas Abitlu Pail Atabailam Hilaila. So in other words, at the same time as you know that now you've reached a new level, in comparison to yesterday's level, this is light in comparison to yesterday's darkness. But at the same time, you also know that what you're accomplishing now is really only night in comparison to something which you are able to achieve later, tonight, on the next level. Well, because that's going to be day, and this is now going to be considered night, then going to be considered night in comparison to that. And so on, it keeps going level after level. What's yesterday's night is day is today's night, and what's today's day is tomorrow's night. So therefore, there's a constant transition from day to night. So therefore, this work that we are working in order to bring about Hashem's unity in the world, which is the purpose of reading Shema, Mishtana v'ayla b'shina yoyim b'layla, is a constant flux. It's constantly changing from day to night and from night to day. L'chein gam mitzvah shel krishma mugderes b'zmana yoyim b'layla. That's why the mitzvah of krishma is defined by a difference of day and night. V'hesem l'teichna v'ayfna v'edasa, in accordance with what Kriya Shema represents, that it is the bringing together of day and night, as he said before, and to make it into one day, and also the method by which it is reached, which is by constantly growing from level to level. Mashenkin b'teira, but when it comes to teira, mekivin she'ein in yona lifel achtus ba'oilom kanal, because the purpose of teira is not to transform, not to bring out achdus in the world, because Torah stands higher than the world. Because as far as Torah is concerned, the world doesn't have a metzias. And therefore, this order of constant growth from day to night, from night to day, doesn't apply to Torah, because there is no need for that kind of bittul within Torah, because Torah is transcends the world. Anyway, altogether, therefore, the Torah is not defined by the difference of day and night. Another difference. Mikiven she'inyan akrishma hu bitla olamas ayidei avaydas ha'odam. Kriyashma brings about the bitl of worlds through the avayd of a person. It depends on the avayd of a person, as we said before. So therefore, there is by definition, there's going to be a difference in the levels of his avayda from one time to another. Since this, the inspiration of godliness is not always the same at all times. Sometimes a person finds himself in a state of day, illumination. Sometimes you find yourself in darkness. The pasuk in fact says, "Sheva yibel tzadik v'kam." The tzadik falls seven times and then rises up again. However, we are instructed not to be affected. Don't be afraid. Don't be despondent over these changes that constantly occur. And that even though you may find yourself in a level of night at this time, you should continue to work on your the inyan of bittul of the world. That's why Kriya Shema is defined by both Aveda during the day and Aveda during the night, because even when you're in a state of night, you have to be working on this. Which means that this Aveda is your responsibility both by day, in other words, when you find yourself illuminated by Elokus. Shatzrichali is bittul nightly. I said that at that time you have to try to reach an even higher level of bittul. Haim is manshal helam behester, and even in a time when you're in concealment, belayla in darkness, mashenke is so, and you have to continue to do your aveda even then. Mashenke teira hilamaylam aveda sadam ba'elam, whereas teira, as he said before, transcends the way the person works in the world. Einegeya b'zashinu yom belayla. Therefore, the effects of day and night don't apply there. But in order for a person to be able to do their avoda of Krishna, even when it's night, even when he finds himself in darkness, even though a person finds himself in a lower level at that time, so how do you find the inspiration to be able to do your aveda in the world even at that time? Zokakul in asinus kayach medarga kazu. We need to be given the ability, the strength to do this from a level, shilamayla mekol shinuyim, from a place which transcends changes. Because as we know, that in order to defeat a problem that you're in, you have to reach to a higher level than what defines that problem. So in order, if you're trying to overcome the problem of your changes, you have to reach to a higher level than change. Therefore, from that place, we are given the koyach to be able to overcome changes. And to be able to bring about a greater level of bittul, even when we find ourselves in darkness at night. And what is that source of inspiration? It's the Torah, which remains outside of these changes, which gives us the ability to be able to deal with the night in our life. Ki kriya shma af shehi, meaning, as he says in the parentheses, darga zui Torah shebe kriya shma. That is the Torah which is in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. In other words, we said before that in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Torah. So in other words, Kriya Shema is made up of two parts. There is the reading of the Shema, which is meant to bring out avoda in the world, elevation of the world, and then there is the fact that it in itself is Torah, which transcends this. So it's that aspect of Kriya Shema, which is the Torah aspect of Kriya Shema, which is beyond change, which gives us the ability to be able to deal with the night in our lives. Ki Kriya Shema afshi mitzvah, because Kriya Shema, even though it's a mitzvah, yesh ba gam ma'ilas ha-Torah kanal, it also has the quality of Torah, as he said before, she-Torah l'mayla makol shinuyim, that Torah transcends any changes, as we already mentioned, v'yenes ha-neskeh v'abedus ha-layla, and that's what gives us the ability to be able to deal with the night. Based on this, we can explain the Rebbe always likes to bring together the beginning and the end. So this is a siyum of Shas and the beginning of Shas, at least in the Gemara. Tchilas Hashas Ayri B'Kriya Shema D'Layla. What is the very beginning of Shas? It talks about Me'ema Sekir Meshma B'Arvin. When do we read Shema at night? The Siyum HaShas, what is discussed at the very end of Shas, not in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara. Tana Devele Yo, Kol HaShein HaLachos V'chol Yoy, Muftach Leishu Ben Adam Abba. They taught in the Yeshiva of Elio. Anyone that studies HaLachos every day is assured that he is a person of Olam Abba, as the Pasuk says, HaLichos Olam Loi, that the HaLichos Olam, HaLtikar HaLichos HaLachos, that reaching Olam, reaching the world, meaning the world to come, is accomplished through halachas. Biyadua, We know that there's always a connection between the beginning and the end, especially in Torah. Bir, and the explanation of these, the beginning and the end of Shas. Hatzivoy likris shma ba'arvin, the mitzvah to reach ma at night. Shebechol ha-mitzvahs einem avakashel lefi koichem. And it's true in regards to this, as it is for all mitzvahs, that the Eved only asks for whatever you're able to do. Ha-koich ha-zeh, so therefore it means that we are able to reach ma even at night. Ha-koich ha-zeh, ha-yedea Torah, Shulamayla Mishanuyim, the ability to do this, as he said before, is through the Kayach of Torah, which transcends changes of day and night. Ela b'chol yoyim, that every day it's constant, it's the same, the whole day is equal. Chiyuv t'midi, it's a constant chiyuv. U'medayeg kol ha-shoyna alochas b'chol yoyim. So that's the end. The end is Shoyna loves b'chol yoyim, that it's all day, that the day is the same. That's what gives you the ability to be able to reach Shema at night, which is all the way at the beginning. Umedayi kol shoyna lochas b'chol yoyim, and he emphasizes halacha. Ki amitis inyan ha-Torah sholomayla m'kol shinuyim, because the true nature of Torah, that it transcends any change, nira be'ikeba halacha shebetorah, that can be seen mostly, for the most part, in the area of halacha and Torah. Why? Bashaklet v'tarya, or pilpula deiraisa, in this discussion and the back and forth of Torah, hare leinitna Torah chatucha. The Torah wasn't given, cut and dried, and that it's black and white, and it's always easily understood. You have to constantly think and change, back and forth, from one approach to another approach. And all Yidden have different ways of thinking. And we know that there is the rule that both approaches are the word of Hashem. In other words, that there are more than one approach. Especially in light of the statement that there are 70 facets to Torah. And then other places it says v'shishim ribu panim l'Torah, that there are 600,000 facets to Torah, corresponding to the neshamas Yisrael. Shabazare ef shaloymar ubefrat mitzad adam aloymed neti ef shalias. That based on this, there could be, especially from the perspective of a person, the way a person learns it from the Torah, you could say that there's another view from the top. But from the person learning, certainly you could say, there could be netiyah ma'achdos ha'amitis. There could be a person when he's thinking a thing through, and there are different approaches. So it could lead you to think that there isn't a unified approach to Torah. You see many different approaches, many different facets. You miss the lemaila mekol shinuyim. You miss the fact. You stray from the fact that Torah transcends any changes, because you're thinking from your perspective, and you see many different approaches to it. Even though in truth, from true nature of oneness, you can have many different approaches. It's really not a stira, but a person learning could make that mistake. And therefore, The halacha is not always according to every approach of that is true within Torah. The halacha is not according to every approach, only one approach. Mashenken halachas, but when you learn halachas, hareze maskana achas, upsak echad, you come to one conclusion, and it's one ruling. Belish shum shenuyim minatiyas, over there you see the true nature of the unity of Torah. It's brought out more. The truth is that even in all of the discussion and all the facets, it is only one unity. But you can miss the unity there. But when you learn halacha, it's hard to miss the unity. You really get the unity. So that's why, kol hashoyna halachas, that's where you realize the unity of Torah. But how pizeh yesh lahasbir, gam ha-shaycha shel maimer zeh kol hashoyna, the last statement of the Shas, which is called Ashoin Halachas, doesn't seem to be connected to the previous, to the conclusion that was right before that. It seems to change track all of a sudden. What is written in the previous paragraph of the Gemara? Amalei Rav Shmaya Rav Elazar. Rav Shmaya said to Rav Elazar, Eima b'yamama tehava zava b'layla tehava nida. From the psukim, it would seem to lead us to think that the difference between a zava and a nida by a woman, whether it's a regular period, the 7-day period that a woman generally has, and then there is, if she sees 3 days in a row outside of that normal, when expected time of a period, that's what the difference between a nida and a zava. That's how it is. But he says, perhaps we should say that since it says by yoim, it says by day, that it calls her a zava by day, and so we might think that when it happens at night, then it's called a nida. When it happens a day, that's when it's called a zava. Maybe that's the approach, he said. Pirush Rashi, as Rashi explains, Rasa b'yoyim tehei zava, that if she saw during the day, then she's called a zava, k'dichsiv yomim rabim, as it says, many days, meaning 3 days. Avo rasa b'leizos, but if she saw at night, lo tehei zava, she wouldn't be a zava, no matter when it happened. It doesn't, and that should be the difference between a nida and a zava. Amalei, so he responded to him, Alecha amakro, in regards to somebody like you, the pasuk had to say, al nidosa, samach l'nidosa, that if she sees al nidosa, which means past the time of when she is a nida, meaning to say that it is the right after she finished being a nida, she saw continuous bleeding. Samach l'nidosa, so what does it mean, the next period, the next time after she was a nida, when is that? Amos haba b'layla, because a person stops being a nida at the end of 7 days, which means at the onset of night ends the period of the 7 days of nida. What's the next period? At night. So when did she become a zava? At night. So therefore we know that it has nothing to do with whether she saw by day or saw by night. It's describing seeing blood at night, and yet it's called a zava, so we know that it has nothing to do with day and night. Pirush Rashi, as Rashi explains, Samach l'nidasa, Leil Shmini, which means the eighth night, Sharei Yimei Nidus Kol Shiva Adalaila, because the days of Nida are the whole 7 day period until the eighth night. Kedachsiv Shiva Shaman Tebe Nidasa, as the Pasuk says, for 7 days shall be a Nida. So that's what Rashi, that's what the Gemara says. So that's the discussion of the Gemara. It's talking about the laws of Nida, the difference between Nida and Zava, and then suddenly changes track to and that's how it ends. So what's the connection between this and the previous discussion? Although the Tosis explains and why this sudden bringing in kol hashoyin halachas, the ayde the ayde leel behilchsa behilchsa ma'isul l'sayim b'davar toiv shekem etzim nevim hashoyinu shesima divrei medivrei shvach v'tanchumin, that since he's talking about halacha, and halacha doesn't necessarily have anything positive, a positive message, so therefore he wants to finish with a positive message, as that we find by the Nevi'im, the early Nevi'im, that they always concluded their message with words of comfort and so on, something, an uplifting message. So the conclusion of the Gemara is a technical difference between a Zava and a Nida, and the Gemara wanted to finish it with an upbeat message, and therefore brought this in. So Taisa does explain that. But Harei Kosev Shama Marshoa, Shetzarech La'ata, The Marsha does say that even when the Gemara always wants to end on an up note, but even that up note has to have some connection to what was said earlier. You don't just bring in something which is totally unconnected. So there must be some connection between Kol HaShoyin Halachos and the previous discussion about the difference between Nida and Zava. Omnam. But based on what we said before, we can explain about this too. By first explaining something which is explained elsewhere, but biur masha amar azal, to explain what our sages tell us. Shadam nida himin aklolush niskal lachava machmas chetei tzadas, that the period, the blood of the period, which is one of those curses which Chava was given because of the chetei tzadas, haynu shayde chetei tzadas nishava b'metziyah shorah, which means that because of the chetei tzadas, it created within her a reality of ra. Hamizbata b'chalke b'dam nida, which is expressed in some way, at least partially, through the dam nida. Dam tome, that it is considered a dam tome. That's why, because it's a ra, therefore it's dam tome. Aval agufa yisraeli b'tivay, so there was created within the person a negative entity, negative metzias, but because the Jewish body, by its very nature, doicha eise achutza, expels anything which is ra, wants nothing to do with it. Ki kol echad ve'echad olav nemar, because in regards to every Jew, it said in the pasuk, v'atem tiyuli mamleches kainim v'gai kodesh, you shall be for me a holy, a kingdom of kainim and a holy nation. So every Jew is a holy entity, and therefore rejects by naturally anything which is ra. V'chein eina seivel metziyah shorah, therefore cannot tolerate anything which is ra. V'doicha eis elchutz, and therefore expels it. Omnam, so that's the nature of dam nida. Omnam mekivin shalafi shah nimtza bay hara, shetzarech letchayse, but because, at least for a temporary time, there was this metziyah of ra, contained within the body, which had to be expelled and rejected. Nitma adam al yedez al yada. So the person becomes tamei because of the temporary nature of the ra which was there. Ad she yitvul b'mikveh, until the person dips in the mikveh, al pi bir Rambam, as the Rambam explains, prisha mahara lagamri ubiya bitul mayim b'chol gufei oylemehem oisis tibul betara, and also, in addition to the explanation of the Rambam, that you know, bringing yourself into the Rambam says that bringing yourself into the surrounding yourself with the holiness and so on, that's what changes it. And in addition to that, when a person removes himself completely from ra and comes in, and the word bitl in water which the whole body can submerge itself in, that body of water. And the oasis of tibul dipping is bitul, and so it brings you to a state of tara. That's the idea of going to the mikveh, to remove yourself from that ra which was there temporarily in the body. Zeu gama yaseid la hefresh bein nida lezava, and that is also the difference between nida and azava. What is the? Let me just explain for a minute. What is the difference between a nida and azava? The nida period is the general cycle, monthly cycle, and that is whenever a woman sees the regular period, for 7 days she's tamei. And that, there are many, for instance, at the end of the 7 day period, as I'll mention soon, she goes to the mikveh, at least in Midairaisa, that's how it was, in it's an original state. The woman goes to the mikveh and she's tired immediately. If a woman sees blood past the period of 7 days for 3 days in a row, then she has to count 7 clean days and only then go to the mikveh. And if in the middle of those 7 days she sees even a small amount of blood, it disrupts the count of 7 clean days and you have to start counting again. So the period of nida is the general regular cycle, monthly cycle, which is expected, so to speak. The zava is if you see blood outside that normal cycle, other days where it's not expected. The zeu gam yaseid lehefresh bein nida lezava. Shazava haynu isha shereya dam gimel yomim b'hayud alef yomim shebein nida ledida, that if a woman sees blood for 3 days in a row, during the 11 days between the 7 day cycles, the 7 day monthly cycles, eina niteres al yedei tefila b'mikveh v'levad, It's not enough that the person goes to the mikveh and then becomes tohar. Kimal yedei akdama svidah shivah nikiyim. First, you have to count 7 clean days. And if she sees blood during one of those 7 days, that is a seisa kol nikiyim. It disrupts the clean count, and you have to start again. Anida doesn't need 7 clean days. Immediately, when she finishes the 7 days of nida, she goes to the mikveh and she's tohar. Of course, midrabbanan, there were all changes, and then the women took upon themselves that every woman considers herself zava, and therefore has to count 7 clean days, which is what the practice today. Batam sfira zayinikim shela zava. To explain why zava has to count 7 clean days, kosav achinuch, the chinuch, who listed all the 613 mitzvahs with explanations and reasons. So he writes, V'hazova tzricha zayin nikiyim. The zava needs 7 clean days. L'fisha aziva, teira al roiv maisreya isha. Because the zava shows, it indicates that the chinuch calls maisreya anything that a person has more than they need or less than they need, is a sign of illness. It's irregularity. Something which is irregular is a problem. Sometimes the problem is that you don't have enough. Sometimes the problem is you have too much. So when a woman is bleeding outside the normal cycle, it shows that there's something additional to what should be there, which is the problem. V'zehu hemshech harakas damer yomim rabim, and this is the continuation of the expelling of the blood for more days, achar, meaning 3 days, achar yomim anahogim bereva noshim, after the period that is customary for most women. Most women have a 7-day cycle, and then here is a person that has additional blood that keeps being expelled after the 7 days. Based on what we explained, we can understand the words of the chinuch. The masha kosov shaziva teira roiv meisriya isha. That the blood of ziva shows on the more extended, things that don't belong there. Hainish sheichus shalazav lemetziyah shara hibiyosim ekfiyah rogel. What he means to say is that this, what we described before, that the nida, the dam nida, is an inyan of ra, which needs to be expelled. With this woman, there is additional ra which needs to be expelled. Fabir vazeh, and the explanation is al yedei chetei tzadas yorda zuam le'olam. The chetei tzadas brought down a contamination to the world. Sheyardu ha'adam ba'olam, that mankind was lowered, the world was lowered. From their state of perfection, and from their level, their high level, they were brought down. Because they became contaminated with this evil and so on. And the world and the peopledom still has this contamination. Hayyud, until will be fulfilled eventually the prophecy, Vesruach HaTumah Avim in HaOretz, Hashem says, I will remove the spirit of uncleanliness from the world, Bagula HaTzida, which will happen, Bagula HaTzida, when Mashiach comes, Sh'os Tizbatla Zuama LeGamri, then all this contamination will be completely ended, Va'odam Va'olam Yizbaru V'Yizdachachu, and the people and the world will become completely cleansed and refined via salu b'tachas abirur, and will be ultimately cleansed from all of it, hazichach v'aliyah, with the absolute greatest type of refinement. And then we will completely be removed from anything, any contamination. So he says, in other words, shal yidei chetei tzadas yorda hazuam b'bnei adam, that through the chetei tzadas, this contamination came down to people. That this evil, this ra, this element of ra, of klipa, is natural to the person now. And it takes effort on the part of the person to remove it, to get rid of it. because it's natural. The zeh inyan dam nida, and that's the inyan of dam nida, ra hanigrim al dei chet tzedas, which is the ra which was brought about through the chet tzedas, vanasa kedeba avadam, and it became the natural thing that every month you have to go through this cycle. But all of laharchik is atzmai veli tor miraze, and you have to put in the effort in order to get rid of it. Bezu avayda is kol adam, and this is truly the avayda of every person. Omnam, however, mikimin shemidas habenini he midas kol adam v'achrei kol adam yimshach. But since normal people can only manage what a benini can manage, that is what we strive for. V'abenini arei harasha v'gam b'shas krishma utfila loynas batal agamri. And by a benini, even in the highest times of the day, like when you're reading Shema and when you're davening, even then, when you might think that you're at least temporarily removed any ra, the truth is that the ra still continues to exist. It only seems that way. It's only been subdued for a while. Only by a tzaddik can a tzaddik can truly get rid of the ra. But a benini is only like a person that is asleep, who can just wake up from the sleep. The same is true of the evil which is within a benini. At certain times, like by davening and by kriyashma, it is asleep. But then it can just reinvent itself. And this is true of this contamination that is found within each and every Jew, which is what is represented by the Tumah of Dam Nida. Even though you've successfully expelled it now, today, this month, in other words, when a time goes by, chaydish berech, which is generally approximately a month, chayzevanir azuama, it reawakens. Baharad, this contamination comes back, oida pam again, kichot chetei tzadar shoshoshora, dayan loy mizbatalagami, because the source of this evil has not yet been eradicated completely. So the source of it is there, so it keeps coming back. Vishuv. And once again, you have to go through the whole thing to get rid of it again. And go to the mikveh, meaning bittul again, and you have to go through that whole thing again. However, somebody who sins and caused a pgam, and one aveda brings to another aveda. What that means is that it's possible that the ra, which could have been delayed for a month or whatever, just under a month, that it shouldn't come back for a month, suddenly the evil awakens earlier than it should have been awakened. It could have waited till the next normal period, but no, the ziva came in the middle of that time when there shouldn't have been any ra to expel. Mitzad ateva beinani, because the nature of a beinani is that the ra is always there and it can easily reawaken. So we understand that this is not just a chronological thing, that it came a few days early or a week early. But the reason is because there is also a fundamental problem with this kind of ra. It's not just it came earlier. It is also that it is a deeper type of a ra, and that's why it comes earlier. The tayis v'zuba metzias ra, and this additional level of this ra zui tumaziva, that is the nature of tumaziva. She raya dam biyamim shemitzad ateva ein liras behem, that she sees blood in a time when she shouldn't be seeing this dam. V'zeu meir al rayiv meisriya isha, and that's what the chinuch says, that it indicates that there is an additional, there is something more than there is the normal maisrei that should be there, that is natural to be there. That there is more than the natural result of the etzadas, which is a regular period, but the ziva is something more than that. Ein maspik. Seder Avodah Shaldicha B'Tir Rogel. And therefore, in order to rid yourself of this kind of Tumah, it's not enough to do the regular cycle, what happens on the normal, natural cycle. You have to reach a higher level of tshuva. And that's why the tumah of ziva can only be cleansed through going through 7 clean days. You have to reach a level where you have completely 7 fully pure days. Mitumas dam, the exact opposite, the extreme opposite of dam, has to be completely clear. And that is what represents true tshuva in this context. As the Rambam writes, that if a person, the Rambam says that the center, to travel the center road is the most, you shouldn't go to the right or to the left on most issues. Go down the middle. But if a person has already veered to the wrong side in some issue, then you can't go back to the middle. You have to go to the extreme right, at least for a while, until you've taken care of the problem, and only then can you go back to the middle. So also here, im roya dam ve'echad min hayamim hareza soisa kol hayamim, if you see blood even in the one of those 7 nikiyim, it disrupts the whole count, l'mafreya, retroactively, meaning that even the 3 days that were clear before no longer count. Ki oz hareza echacha shein shubase hamitzis, because it shows that the fact on the 4th day you saw blood again, it means that the 3 days were also not perfect, were also not, didn't accomplish what they were meant to. V'rak achri svir zayim nikiyim ritzufim, and only after counting 7 continuous clean days, harei yitabelos v'niteres minatuma, only then is she ready to go to the mikveh and to be cleansed. V'dafke shiva nikiyim, and what is the reason for 7 days, clean days? Ki shiva hu hekev shalom, because 7 represents a complete cycle. Of the spheres, v'gam yodua shekol yoyma v'yoyma miyamei ha'shavua avda, we know that each day has its own mission and its own purpose. V'hayinu shal yedei avoda b'shiva yomim ritzufim harei yesh bazeh hein ha'shlemus b'avoda ha'pazosh v'chol yoyim miyamei ha'shavua. So when you have 7 continuous 7 days, it means you have reached perfection, tshuva, the desired state for each individual day of those 7 of the 7 days of the week, which each day has its own mission and purpose. And also you've reached perfection in the general, the cycle of a week, meaning not each individual day, but that the complete week has been on a good level. Tshuva shlema b'chol pratei v'inyanei, meaning to say there was tshuva in each detail, that there was tshuva in each detail and tshuva in the general sense, and therefore only through this are you cleansed from this type of tumah. Which explains the difference between nida and ziva. It explains the idea of nida, and then the difference between nida and ziva. Al pisa muvenes asmichos vashaychos shel tonet ve'loyo kol shein halachos nesugi shel lefneze, which now explains the connection between the end of the Masechta, which is Tanad Ve'Leyo, and what was discussed just earlier than that, the difference between Nida and Ziva. Shaila Segamarihi, the question of the Gemara was, Mikivin Sheh Hefresh Ben Nida LeZiva Hu Kanal, since the difference between a Nida and a Zava is, as we said before, Shadam Nida Inyan Yisayru Saraba Eifin Haragil Vativi B'nei Adam, that Nida represents the rearing of the Ra, which is normal for a person. It's within the natural realm. It is expected. The dam ziva meir al chayli, whereas the blood of ziva represents something which is over and above that, out of the ordinary, what's called chayli, an illness. Taisus b'metzias ra, an additional level of ra. Eima b'yamamet hei ziva, therefore one might say that by what's called, by what's happens by day is called ziva. Pirush Yoim Kasher Yis Adam B'Yemei Ziva U'Kishah Shemus U'Mogan Havaya L'Kim Meir Ba'Olam Ba'Adam. That if a person, the question of the Gemara was, if a person sees dam, even during the day. What's during the day? In a time when godliness is felt and you're in the presence of Hashem, in the sun, in the sunlight. And still there is ra, this kind of ra. In other words, that it's the person that has an illness. It's not what's coming from what happened from the Yetzer Hara. In the light, in the presence of Hashem, there is still this problem of ra. So then it's, if it's during the day, that's ziva. That's not normal. The lula zeis ein makom liyei yizdam, because if it wasn't a problem in the person themselves, why would there be blood now? Avo b'layla b'nor, a person sees blood at night. Imra yadam b'layla b'zman hachayish b'aylam, in other words, when a person is in a period of darkness. When a person is not in the light, then you see a problem of ra, that's expected. Ahelim d'ayr l'kid, t'yi nida, then she should be a nida. Ki mitzad hachayish b'teva b'aylam, because it's only because of the nature of the world, which happened as a result of the chetei tzadas, that's why in darkness, it's possible that even a little bit earlier it should come, even when it's not meant to come. A person is in darkness. But it doesn't necessarily indicate that there is a problem in the person. It's just the circumstances surrounding the person happens to find themselves in a downtime, night, and therefore that's why it's called nida, even if it's not in the normal time. That was the question of the Gemara. Whereas if a person sees blood out of the ordinary during the day, meaning to say in a time when they should be bathed in the light of Kedusha and so on, even then there is a problem. So then that means there is a problem with the person themselves. So that was the question, but the conclusion of the Gemara is Shagam b'layla haba ziva, that even if they see it at night, it's still considered ziva. Ki kol echad v'echem Yisrael be'ezem matzah she'nimtza, because every yid, whatever situation they may be in, yesh b'koich elavad avidosei, they have the ability to be able to do their service of Hashem even when at night. Atchle yehei shayach l'riyazdam, until they should be in a level where they shouldn't see this kind of dam. Afilu kishe Laila ba'ilam, even when it's dark around them. L'cheinu inu shal ziva gam ba'layla, and therefore the Gemara concludes that even at night it's still considered ziva if it's not during the regular time. Because every yid has the kayach to be able to do that. V'kayach shal avayda zu hu me'a teira. And where does a person get the kayach for this? From the teira. B'yaysa l'mayla m'kol shenuyim kid l'el. Because the teira, since it transcends any kind of change in the world, as he spoke at length earlier, the difference between Kriya Shema and Torah. L'chein esenes keich gam ba'odem shegam hu ba'avidasa lo yisbol ma'ashinuyim, and therefore it gives the ability to the person that a person should also not be overly affected by the changes that occur around him, by the alamas v'estadim, by the concealments that they experience, ha'boim ba'ilu which come to the world. V'zeu omrei Alecha omakra, and that's what the Gemara says about somebody like you. The pasuk says, "Yisuloshim sheina ragel." This is not something that is common in the Gemara about you. They said, "Alecha bederech makif omakra keiach atayra." That it's about alecha, meaning that it surrounds you. Alecha means it's above you. The kra, which means the tayra. The Torah is surrounding you, it encompasses you, it transcends the changes that you're going through, and it should give you the ability, the power, to be able to deal with the night. And if you didn't deal with the night, it's a problem. And that's what the end of the Gemara is. The end of Shas. Kol Hashoyna Halachas B'chol Yoyim. That when you learn halachas every day, shatayra b'frat halachas b'yesel l'mayla m'kol ha'shinuyim, that the Torah, and especially halachas, as he mentioned before, transcend any changes. Nesenes keach lamed b'fnei kol ha'shinuyim l'greyesa, it gives you the ability to be able to rise up against any changes, any negative changes which occur around you. V'la'aved avidosei k'deboy, and to be able to deal with your avida as it should be, notwithstanding the halamas v'estadim, the changes. Umavar b'taisus shezeu al derech neviim arishenim shesayim edivrei medivrei shevach v'tanchumim. And the taisus explains that this is similar what to the early prophets, that they would conclude everything with an uplifting, a comforting message. Kigam maimer zehu inyan shel tanchumin, because this message is also a comforting message. L'nachem ola'oded es kol mishu neifel mimadergosei. It comforts and it encourages anyone that falls from their level, from the level that they should be. That the Torah gives even someone like that the ability to be able to rise up to the challenge, to do their avodah, that through halachas, through this transcendence of Torah, they will be able to capture the world, have the world in the way that it should be.